Joining us on the fan line, he writes a blog at StarTribune.com. It's called Rand Ball. We've had Michael on before.
Yep,
Michael,
digital sports editor.
Michael Rand back on with us this afternoon. Michael, welcome back to Sioux Falls.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Hey, a lot of interest. Former Sioux Falls Skyforce coach, Dave Yeager. Of course, now with Memphis, he's thinking, how close is he maybe becoming the next coach of the Timberwolves?
Sounds like it's getting pretty close. Obviously things seem to have deteriorated with Memphis, and he's got ties going way back to Flip Saunders here. I think Flip sees a little bit of himself in Yeager, and that, you know, they kind of both came up through those, you know, smaller professional league ranks. This is about the age that Flip got his first head coaching action. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense. You know, Yeager's a Minnesota native. He had some success with Memphis last year as a head coach and even before that. So it seems like it's potentially getting close. Sounds like all he really has to do maybe is impress Glenn Taylor. And, you know, I can't imagine he would really mess that up. So as long as the compensation is there, I think this ball is rolling pretty good.
Michael, it is ironic. Flip Saunders, also former coach of the Sioux Falls Skyforce. You got a couple of former Sioux Falls Skyforce coaches talking about maybe taking over the Wolves.
Joining forces, as it were. Yeah, all you guys do is crank out Wolves coaches. It's what Sioux Falls is known for, apparently.
I think that's the city slogan. Yeah,
yeah. Come to Sioux Falls, you might be the next Timberwolves coach. But seriously, I think they could do much worse. I mean, I think Yeager is he kind of fits the bill as someone who's an up-and-comer. I think, you know, he kind of came out of nowhere to get that Memphis job last year, even though he'd been on that staff. I don't think he was very a known commodity, but when they let go of Lionel Hollins, they tapped him right away, and I think he got a lot of credit for how good they were defensively, even when he was an assistant, and that would be a very welcome sight here, because, you know, Rick Adelman is an offense-first coach, and that wasn't like he didn't appreciate defense, and I think, you know, he could have been a better defensive coach here if they had better personnel. But I think a different identity, something a little bit more defensive-minded, would play well here and would go a long way to possibly shoring up some of the problems that they've had.
It almost seems like it's a game of chicken in Memphis where the Grizzlies don't want to fire Dave Yeager, but
right,
he doesn't want to quit. And if we know that Dave Yeager is not going to be back in Memphis and he's already interviewing, why don't the Wolves just wait until Memphis fires him, and that way they won't have to give up any compensation, a potential pick or whatnot, and Flip will get his guy?
Well, I think it's twofold. I think first, the compensation doesn't sound like it would be, you know, anything that would kind of break the bank. It sounds like it might maybe it would even be like something like a second round pick. They've got 3 second round picks this year. They can afford to get rid of something like that. I mean, a second round pick in the NBA is not the same as a business like the NFL. It's not a throwaway, but you don't often get, you know, really good players coming out in the second round. And I think the other thing is they'd like to have this resolved quickly. They want to get a coach in place because, you know, remember, they've got a lot of bigger pressing issues on their plate. You know, they've got their own draft pick in a month, and they've got the Kevin Love situation kind of looming overhead. And if they're going to make a deal with, you know, to trade Love, I'm of the opinion, and a lot of people are too, that it makes the most sense to do that sometime before the draft or leading up to the draft, so that you can, you know, have a team that's involved with the draft and a pick, as part of any deal. So I think they're inclined to get this done sooner rather than later. You always run the risk too if you kind of try to wait it out. What if something happens and they decide to keep him? Then you're that much further down the line, and you still don't have a coach. So it's probably wise, if they feel the compensation is reasonable, to just do it, get it done with, have your guy, and then proceed with all these other big questions they have.
He's Michael Rand of the Star Tribune up in the Twin Cities. You can follow him with the Rand Ball at Star Tribune. .com. With the announcement of the Super Bowl coming to Minnesota, are you guys at the Star Tribune now getting in line to see who's going to cover what in 2018?
We haven't gotten in line yet, but I mean, we can. I'm looking out a window right now at the future stadium site. Our building right now is about 2 blocks from the new Vikings stadium site. So,
and isn't that building going to be torn down for some other stuff?
Yes, we'll be about From what I understand, I think we'll be about eight blocks away, two blocks away. We're moving. We're moving somewhere a little bit closer into downtown. But
sure.
Yeah, it's you know, the Super Bowl is it's going to be an all hands on deck situation, I'd imagine. I mean, there's so many different facets to cover. It's, you know, it's the biggest sporting spectacle, single entity, I guess, sporting spectacle. You could argue maybe the World Cup and the Olympics might eclipse it in terms of just the sheer volume. But yep. for a one day event, this, it doesn't get any bigger than this. It's, you know, you remember too, we're coming up on a pretty good run here. We've got the All-Star game here in a couple months, mm-hmm. for Major League Baseball. We got the Ryder Cup here in 2 years.
That's
we got
right.
the Super Bowl. This is a good time to be a Minnesota sports fan, and you know, maybe by proxy a Minnesota sports media member. But the Super Bowl will trump all those things. It's going to be awesome.
You know, you wrote an article earlier that you were talking about just the prices of the tickets. And this stunned me when I was reading it, that only 1% are going to be available to the general public, according to the New York Times. And mm-hmm. it seems like we're all excited about the Super Bowl being up here. But, I mean, realistically, who's going to benefit from this? Is it the team? Is it the Metro? Is it the fans? I mean, who's going to get the most financial windfall out of this?
Well, I think, you know, you always hear the economic impact, and I think that's more of a Metro-wide, statewide thing. And we can quibble over exactly what the, you know, how far-reaching the benefits are, if some of the numbers are, you know, slanted in one direction or the other. It definitely brings, you know, media impressions, media exposure, exposes people to, you know, just what we do here in general. For the average fan, though, it probably doesn't do a ton. In fact, it probably, for, you know, a couple of weeks, inconveniences a lot of people, unfortunately, because there's going to be a ton of people in here. But, you know, I think during their presentation, one of the requirements is you got to have 19,000 hotel rooms in a certain radius, and they've got that covered here. So you're going to have, you know, pretty much every hotel room here booked. You're going to have, you know, I'm sure restaurants, bars, other, you know, places like that, hopping. So you do get some of the economic benefit. But, yeah, like you're saying, the average fan, you're not just going to go buy a ticket for a few a few hundred bucks and go to the Super Bowl just because it happens to be here. It doesn't work that way. You know, unless the Vikings happen to be playing in it, and then, you know, you'll probably have a chance at a few more tickets. I mean, that, not to be negative, but that would be the ultimate Minnesota thing right
sure.
now, would be the Vikings play in it and then lose.
Then we know hell's going to freeze over. We'll know that for
sure.
If that happens
and they lose in heartbreaking fashion, they should just shutter the building. just leave town. Just give it up. Just go for good.
You know, speaking of economic benefits and windfalls, I assume the Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission is getting some extra dough with all that stuff that used to be in the old Metrodome, including some of the troughs that they're selling.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Is there a big selling point here on the troughs of the dome?
Apparently, it's that sweet trough money just keeps rolling in. No, I don't think it's the Sports Facilities Commission that's making it. I think some independent, you know, company either bought or just salvaged a bunch of put a pair of gloves on for that purchase.
Is there anything less desirable from the Metrodome that you would want than the trough? I mean, they've got to pick the most.
Probably not. It's just probably like one of those novelty things that you probably throw in your basement or your garage. People are planning on using them as, like, I don't know, like beer coolers, I guess.
I don't think my wife will let me take one into our basement.
His wife wants one to use it as a planter.
She said she'd use it as a planter outside.
It's a conversation starter, but I think I'm part of the economy problem here. I drove up prices by writing about it.
Supply and demand.
When I wrote about it, there were six of them up for bid, and I think they were all $5 to $10 each, and now all the bids, I think, are up over $80 at least.
Wow! So
I unfortunately think some people kind of were keeping a silent eye on it and hoping they might pull one of these things away.
I think it's like a finder's fee or something that you should get there,
yeah,
Michael.
I should get in on that or something. No, I'm just happy to play any small role I can in helping people get the urinal of their dreams.
You know, you're not told thank you enough, Michael.
I can imagine. He's like, what can I do to get you into this urinal today?
Bringing people the urinals that they want is not the hero they want. It's the hero they need. Really.
All right, final question with Dave Yeager. Will be or won't be the new coach of the Timberwolves?
I'd say will be. I think we're probably at 90-95% right now. It feels like one of those things. It feels, you know, when I first heard the name and kind of heard how it was materializing, I had the same reaction as when I heard Richard Pitino's name with the Gophers job. It was like, you know, you've heard a billion names, and finally one kind of made sense, and you're like, huh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. And it feels like they're far enough down the road with the logistics of it that it's going to happen. It could still fall apart, but I think we're in a very good spot now where it's going to happen.
Hey, Michael, we read you all the time down here in Sioux Falls. We go to StarTribune.com.
You got to follow this guy on Twitter.
He's follow Rand Ball, and we like what you do, fun stuff, and we appreciate the time you give us here in Sioux Falls.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Okay, Michael, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Michael Rand, Star Tribune.